Good morning, listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. And this morning, my guest is Michael Johnson, who's a professor of architecture at Frank Lloyd Wright School of Architecture. How you doing?
Just fine.
We're at the Trisai Show. I appreciate you spending a few minutes with us. One of the main themes of the show is building, dwelling, and thinking. And you're actually doing a talk this afternoon about living in the desert. And I wanted to talk to you a little bit, and I know we're at the Ceramic Tile Show, but I wanted to talk to you a little bit about flooring overall and ask you, when it comes to flooring, how do you decide what materials to use based on a given set of circumstances?
Well, there's a number of different points of decision. Okay, certainly budget is always a consideration. Also, the method of construction. If I'm doing a slab-on-grade project in the desert where you have a concrete substrate for the tile, that works very well. Many times I elevate the house, and when you elevate the house, you're building over a frame floor. I tend not to like to put tile over a frame floor, although I've done it, and there's great substrates that you can use under the tile. Generally, if I'm doing like a two-story house, I may, in the lower level, have the living spaces, and the upper level have the bedroom spaces. In that case, I might use a porcelain tile flooring in the lower level and something like a bamboo or fir wood flooring in an elevated space. One thing about tile, the way I design, is I use the tile as a platform for the as a receptacle, if you may, for the furnishings, for the artwork. In other words, it's I don't use tile in a decorative way. And generally, on any project that I do, I use the same color tile, usually white or black, throughout the house in residential work, even in commercial work. What that really affects by using the same color and not having a pattern in it, it enlarges smaller spaces. It's similar to wall surfaces. If you have a small house and you have one room that's yellow and another one that's blue and so on, it makes all those spaces smaller. If you have a monotone of color, white walls, white floor, white ceiling, then the architectural spaces enlarge it. Psychologically enlarging.
So you see the flooring as being somewhat as the of the background, and not and shouldn't you don't when you just do a lot of your design, you usually don't bring attention to the floor, do you?
Absolutely not. I try. It's interesting because I always talk with my young assistant about we'd like to, if we had enough money, we'd like to do a house out of corian, the whole house out of corian. Because there's no seams, okay? So I really embrace the Italian techniques because today we can buy 1 meter by 3 meter tiles. We also have 2 foot by 4 foot tiles. So you have less seams so that you're less drawn to the geometry of the tile and get this matte feeling. And obviously with corian, I could use it outside and inside and you'll never see a seam. Which to me would be really great, because I think that where you get, you know, the kind of a human emotion into architecture is through the furnishings, through possible area rugs. Even speaking of area rugs, being in Italy as we are, the Missoni dress designer is now doing throw rugs. They're very, very expensive, but they're very beautiful. And of course, the Missoni dresses, people like you and I can't afford to buy them for our wives.
If you look at the United States and you look at the per capita usage, you know, carpet is over 50% of where the money's spent. I mean, it's larger than any other country. What do you think is different about the USA where you see a lot more carpet and you see a lot less? I mean, tile, when you start talking about dollars installed, tile is less than 10% of the market.
Well, carpet's an inexpensive flooring surface, whereas with hard surface like tile or like wood, we don't have that, and it also collects dirt, whereas tile does not. And building in the desert, you're always dealing with dust, you know, dust particles. So a hard surface tile floor is much easier to maintain and to clean. than carpet, for instance.
All right, so there are other surfaces like wood and resilient rubber. Do you ever use any of those materials in your designs?
You know, not often. I have in the past. You know, I moved to Arizona 35 years ago from Wisconsin. And, you know, from region to region, as you experience, certain things are used in certain regions over other things. But in Arizona, I've been pretty much on the tile kick. Now, we talked earlier about budget, okay? I have no problem with a client to just put a concrete floor in, okay, possibly polishing it with a terrazzo grinder to expose the aggregate. It's kind of a poor man's terrazzo, if you may. Or we can add color to the concrete. In fact, the house that I live in the desert, the lower floor is a colored concrete. And I selected a color to match the color of the desert so that, you know, it just the floor just extends out into the desert with the same color.
One of the things with concrete floor is that what you end up with is based on how good the mechanic is that's putting it in. Because when you buy a surface like, say, a ceramic tile or any kind of covering that you put over concrete, there's less variables. We're finding out that a lot of people who specify a polished concrete floor, sometimes they don't get exactly what they were looking for. Have you seen that, or is that not the case?
Well, this is a problem, you know, and I shy away from exposed concrete floors. But, you know, if a young couple comes to me and they have a very limited amount of money, I feel compelled, unlike most people in my field, to try to put them in a beautiful house. And that certainly is a place that I can save. And the nice thing about it is that young people increase, their salaries increase and what have you, and they can always go back and put the tile down. So sometimes it's a stepping stone. Although at one time I said I would never do a concrete floor again, because no matter how you warn the client of the outcome, they're either flirting with the savings or they're flirting with the trend, because for a while there's been a trend now to do like concrete countertops, which are a disaster. And so, you know, I concur with you on all those issues. It's been 5 years since I've done a concrete floor, and I keep saying I will never do it again.
All right, one last question. We are at this show, and one of the questions I like to ask architects is what inspires you? And a lot of times you hear different things. A lot of times it's nature. But we're at a show where there's all kinds of sensory input. And have you seen anything at this Chersai show that was inspiring to you?
No. I always say to young students that want to become architects is they should study philosophy, theology, and mathematics and try to keep the emotion out of it. I'd rather be good than creative. So therefore, sometimes when I see these kind of things, decorative types of tiles and so on and so forth, they don't do much for me. I think what inspires me when I come, this is my 11th year of coming to Italy, what inspires me is the culture of the country. And one thing about the Italian products, and I'm not talking only about tile, but their kitchens and their closet units, their upholstered furniture, the craftsmanship is absolutely incredible. And that is an outcome of generation after generation of family-owned businesses. And the pride of craftsmanship here is something we don't have in the United States. I started in Milwaukee in architecture in the 50s, and we had craftsmen. They were properly trained, and they apprenticed, and they became journeymen. We're losing that in the United States. I know in my native state, Arizona, 75% of the people that are now building houses and commercial buildings are Hispanic. And they have that kind of same pride of workmanship that we had 50 years ago, and we're losing it.
Hey, Michael, we are running out of time. We have been talking to Michael Johnson, who is a professor of architecture at Frank Lloyd Wright, an icon in the business. We actually see him at most of the tile shows we go to. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.